This is a waived parole hearing for Mr. Dean Gaines, ADC number 95748. As I mentioned, Mr. Gaines has waived his right to appear before the board today. He is certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B, which is parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge today, and he became eligible for those on April 25th, 2018. Present in the room today conducting this hearing is the full board, the Honorable Lori Quinones, the Honorable David Nail, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Gaines is 52 years old. He's serving 14 years for the crime of burglary in the first degree, and he has a pending consecutive sentence for theft for 10 years. He has previously expired a 20-year sentence for murder in the second degree. These crimes occurred on April 27, 1991, and he was convicted in a jury trial on October 28, 1992, and sentenced on November 24, 1992. There's no evidence that I could see that he appealed his conviction. He had no criminal history that I could see other than the instant offenses. The offense itself involves, I'll just read a bit of the summary of the crime from the pre-sentence investigation. And it reads, on April 28, 1991, a concerned friend and a sister of 43-year-old Danny Agle went to his home and discovered his Corvette missing, a prized motorcycle knocked over in the garage, and a lot of blood in the home indicating foul play. On April 29, 1991, police received information from Matthew Hull indicating Ron Seguro and Dean Gaines, also known as Dean Myers, had killed Danny Agle. Mr. Hull advised Ron Seguro and Mike Saffa were directed by the defendant to dispose of the victim's body, clothing, and the murder weapon. Also on this date, Ron Seguro was arrested while police were serving a search warrant. So this involved the murder and burglary and theft. Mr. Gaines's prison discipline history is minimal. He has only one major and four minors in his entire time, which is an excellent record as far as behavior in the prison. He's had prior hearings before this board, and he did at one point request a commutation of his sentence, but it was not passed from phase one to phase two. He has no letters of support in his packet from his family, and I found no victim letters unless other board members noted. I did not find any letter. I did find one victim letter that arrived just today. And it is, there is no date on this letter, but it is from a victim who is urging us not to parole Mr. Gaines. And specifically, the victim was the fiance of Mr. Agle, who was murdered. Mr. Gaines has completed some programming while he's in prison. He's completed Design for Living three times, parenting, and several trades classes, as well as substance abuse education on two different occasions. We do have a letter from the county attorney. County Attorney's Office, I believe. Let me verify. And I may not be able to put my hands on that quickly, given that we have a lot of papers. In conclusion, though, reviewing all of the details and the fact that Mr. Gaines waived and is not here for us to talk to, I am not seeing him as a good candidate for parole, but I would listen to any input. Is there anything I missed that fellow board members found in the packet? Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, and my motion will be that we deny 412B parole to consecutive sentence and absolute discharge for Mr. Dean Gaines. And based on the date of the crime, I would also request a 1-year setup.
Second.
Okay, motion seconded by Mr. Johnson.
Agreed.
Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. So we must have denied 412B and 411. reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. I'm not going to check for institutional behavior because his behavior has been very good. Poor no release plan, it's a kind of iffy since this is to a consecutive sentence, but generally people will submit letters of support or some indication that they have a place to go upon release, and that there's nothing, and there's also no family or community support system. There's not a single letter in the packet from any family or support. Those would be the reasons, unless board members have anything else to add.
Did you do the one you said?
I did the one you set off. I would suggest that. And if that is all, then I will go ahead and bring the hearing to a close. And thank you, board members.
Thank you so very much. And this will end.